The stock market rebounded a bit this morning after an ugly day yesterday. The Dow and S&P both fell by around 2%. That put December on track to be the worst December for stocks since 1931 during the Great Depression. That is all ahead of tomorrow's Fed meeting about whether to hike interest rates. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule, joins us with more. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we've got this Fed meeting, but we've also got the ongoing trade war with China. What do you think has been behind such a terrible December in the stock market?
Look, so the context here is that we are almost 10 years, well, we're in the 10th year of this expansion, right, without a recession. So statistically, we're due for a recession. Most economists say there's about a 40% chance of one happening in the next 2 years. So that's going to happen. And as interest rates go up, they make other investments seem more interesting. So if you're in your 50s or 60s, you don't want the risk of the stock market. For the last 10 years, you haven't been able to get interest from a bank account or a right. savings account. So that's the way it's going to go. You're going to see stock markets start to slow down. The question is, does the Fed continuing to raise interest rates, as it's expected to do tomorrow, and the continuing trade war, where we've heard from China to say, hey, we're in this for the long haul, we can keep this going with you, America, if you want. Do these two things increase the likelihood of a recession, increase the likelihood of it happening sooner, or increase how the likelihood of it being bad? And that's what investors are worried about.
Well, White House advisor Peter Navarro is not blaming the trade war with China. He is firmly putting the blame on the Federal Reserve. Here he is speaking on CNBC.
The predominant factor, hands down, and at the top of the list, is Federal Reserve policy. Donald Trump's instincts are always right on this. And months ago, he started pointing out that the Fed was going too far too fast.
Now, we spoke not too long ago with Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chairman, who said he'd never met a president who wanted him
to
hike interest rates. But that's what the Fed's been doing. The question I have is, isn't the president kind of putting the Fed in a box here? Because if the Fed decides it's not going to raise interest rates as expected, doesn't it look like they're caving to the White House, which they're not supposed to do?
It's a great conversation that I've been having with my co-host, Stephanie Ruhle, that what if the Fed just looks at the evidence and says we don't need an extra rate hike tomorrow? Part of the basis for central banks is that they're not governed by the administration, the executive, the president, the prime minister. So that is putting the Fed in a box. I will say it is worth our listeners knowing that Peter Navarro is a big reason there is a trade war, right? His entire raison d'etre for his entire existence has been pushing back on China. He thinks China is manipulating the whole world, and Donald Trump and Peter Navarro are simpatico on that. And to Alan Greenspan's point, he faced that. Presidents always want interest rates to go down on their watch. Mm-hmm. I will say this. The Fed rate is historically very low. We are nowhere close to high rates or rates that have been crushing. Under Alan Greenspan, we were in double-digit interest rates. So I think everybody's a little too worried about the Fed interest rates. The reality is, when interest rates go up, it makes borrowing more expensive. It slows spending down. It makes house prices come down. It makes the stock market come down. That's sort of the nature of things. It's not indicative of a crisis.
What about the trade war with China? How much is that still weighing on the markets right now?
I think it's bigger. I think that's the bigger issue. The market has lurched downward every time there's been a failure to achieve something with respect to the trade war. That's the biggest concern. We are a nation of consumers more than we are a nation of manufacturers. China is a nation of manufacturers more than they are a nation of consumers. Both of us would like to get a little bit more like each other, but in the midst of a trade war, the country that consumes, you do end up paying more for the same goods that you paid less for in the past. So there's a way to achieve the goals, some of them that the president wants to achieve that are quite noble and that presidents before him wanted to achieve, a fairer trading relationship with China. There are a lot of people who think the way this administration has gone about it is going to be more destructive than productive, and that's what's got markets worried.
Ali, you mentioned that it has been 10 years of growth in this country since the last recession. Now, the last recession was an historically big recession,
yep,
of this historically bad recession. When we eventually do go into a recession again, and maybe it'll be in the coming year, it's not likely to be as bad as that one, right? I guess we never know.
It shouldn't be. Yeah. I mean, the former Fed chair, Janet Yellen, just made comments on that to say, look, we're going to have a recession. Recessions can be garden variety recessions. When you mismanage them, they become jungle variety recessions like the last one that we had. It doesn't have to be mismanaged, but you have to sort of understand the data and understand what it is you're fighting. One of the things that has to happen in a recession is the Federal Reserve or any central bank has to have ammunition to help the economy. And that ammunition typically is interest rates that can be lowered. One of the Fed's biggest concerns is, what if we have a recession and interest rates are too low to lower them enough to stimulate the economy, which is why the Fed is building up, putting gas in the tank, if you will, by raising interest rates. So the president fighting against that might not be in his interest because the likelihood of a recession during the remainder of Donald Trump's presidency is high, not to do with him, just that it's high statistically. And if the Fed doesn't have the ability to raise interest, to lower interest rates when that happens, that could be a problem. Japan faced that problem. The economy slowed down and interest rates were too low to do anything about it.
Let's just come back as we wrap up this conversation to what they call the most important economic indicator each month, which is the number of jobs that were created. And when you look at the unemployment rate right now, it's historically low, 3.7%. Should we be paying more attention to that than what's happening in the markets?
Sort of. Normally, an unemployment rate below 5% would mean full employment and you'd see wage pressure increasing dramatically. We're not seeing that. That's the problem because a lot of these jobs are low paying or they're multiple, you know, people working multiple jobs. So 3.7% unemployment today doesn't mean the same thing as 5% unemployment did 15 years ago. Structurally, when you have such low unemployment, people should be happy because their wages are higher than they are. And that's not what we're seeing. Now, what we are seeing is examples at Target and Walmart and Amazon of minimum wage being increased. So there is we're starting to see that upward wage pressure, and that should start to equalize things in the course of the next few years. People should actually feel like there's 3.7% unemployment.
That's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.